The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, millennials.
Welcome back to The Toast and happy Friday. I don't feel like singing today, even though I'm really glad it's Friday. I've never needed a weekend more. Hey guys, I'm back. Sorry for missing yesterday's episode. I was planning on doing it. Like, I was fully dressed.
Me too. It was just at the 11th hour that...
But the day took such a turn. So there was no episode yesterday because my worst nightmare came true. And Theo left us yesterday. I can't believe I'm saying that.
How are you?
I'm okay. Like, I'm going through like highs and lows. Like, I cried on the toilet this morning, but then I was fine for the rest of the day. It just keeps hitting me in different ways and like weird things. And, you know, I'm trying to avoid like all pictures, but he's just everywhere because that's like where he was, you know?
And he's everywhere at the studio.
I know.
For sure.
So I'm okay. I do feel like I've been slowly mourning Theo since we found out the news. Like, I knew this day was going to come. So it doesn't feel as fresh. But the actual like experience of like putting a dog down, which I had never done, was so hard. And I just remember like wanting to get it over with. Basically what happened is like the last like 2 days, he was just like in bad shape. And I was really ignoring a lot of it. But when we woke up yesterday morning, it was just like unignorable. We woke up and I was like, what is that smell? And like my entire bedroom was covered in vomit and poop. And Theo got in bed with us and just started vomiting in his sleep. And so Ben and I just like looked at each other and we were like, we had a doctor's appointment for like acupuncture at 11. And I called the place and I was like, can we come in earlier to see like a regular doctor? And also like, do you guys, I didn't know, like you have to ask, like, do you guys do that? Do you euthanize? And they were like, yes, come in immediately. So we went to Your Vet Care on the Upper East Side and they were really amazing. And it was just like a pretty place, you know, it's like very cute and blue. And as sad as it was, I felt like when we were told to put him down 2 weeks ago at the hospital, like the hospital was so depressing. Yeah. And I just don't think that was like a good place for Theo to go. And I think this place, like, it was just like prettier and everyone was so nice. And I have no, like, the only thing that brought me peace and that continues to bring me peace is I know I did the right thing.
Of course.
Like, his time was up and I felt like I kept him home and I kept him comfortable for as long as I could, but I don't think he was comfortable anymore. And that's not fair. And it just like dawned on me that we've been like, you know, weekend at Bernie-ing him a little bit, which is exactly what I said I didn't want to do. Like, he was only eating because we were giving him an appetite stimulant. He wasn't walking. He was only shitting because we were giving him laxatives. He was wearing diapers. Like, it's not a way to live.
For sure. But when you first set out to do that, it was just to get him into treatment so then he could go on to live life. But I think normally, it was becoming clear that like it would always be like this. And that's when you've decided to make the decision.
So, yeah, we were just thinking like, OK, yeah, radiation might work, but it probably won't. And even if it does, it's not going to give him much more time. And given the rate that things were going, it wasn't making him more comfortable.
Right.
So I know I did the right thing. And when I walked in there, like, we weren't sure what we were going to do, but we left the house and we were like, this is a real possibility. So we need to just like start thinking that way. And when I walked out of the house, I'm carrying Theo and we're walking across the street and it's snowing. And I texted you and I was like, oh my God, it's snowing. Like, what does that mean? I wasn't sure if it was a sign like to keep going or that this was the end. Like, I wasn't sure, but I knew it meant something. And you said, I was like, it's snowing. What does it mean?
And you said it means that Theo got to see the snow before Christmas. And that really, in that moment, like I knew what we were going to do. So we did.
And then when you left, it was no longer snowing.
Yeah. No, like I know I made the right decision. And that's like the only thing that brings me peace. Like I have no regrets about how the whole situation unfolded. So he got to come home and he got to be with us and I got more time with him and he got more time with us. But towards like the last 2-3 days, like he wasn't there. Like, I don't even think he knew where he was. Like, so I know I made the right decision and that brings me peace.
Yeah. And I do think the last few weeks he was in heaven with you guys in bed watching Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Eating everything. He finally got to eat whatever he wanted. He had
an insomnia cookie. Like,
he was living life.
It was so hard. Like, in the office. He got to see
the tree. He got to be in a stroller.
Yeah. No, it's true. And there's just, like, so many questions they ask you. Like, I don't know, you know?
Like what?
Like, first of all, what do you want to do with the remains? Right. And they, like, brought me this, like, list of options. And I literally called my rabbi because I'm like, we don't do this, like, cremating. And he was like, you know, there's nothing in the halacha about, like, pet remains, so like do whatever you want, whatever makes you happy. I don't know, just like cremation is so inherently not Jewish, and I wasn't pulled to that at all, so I didn't do it. And then also, like, do you want to be in the room? And I didn't want to. And Ben was like, I don't want Theo to be alone. And the doctor, his name was Dr. Mendez, he had the best disposition, like, of all the doctors I've seen this entire journey. Like, he made me feel so much better. Like, having bedside manner is so important. Like, it really is. And he was so smart. And he was just like, this is what I did with my dog. This is what other people do. Like, he was just very level-headed about the whole situation. And he was like really gentle with Theo. So we ended up staying in the room. There's basically like two things that they do to put a dog down. The first is like they give them human grade anesthetic. And the doctor was like, up until that point, like, he'll be able to see and hear you. But once we put this in, like, he's completely unconscious. And then they do the second drug, which is, you know, the final nail in the coffin, if you will. So we stayed for him to get the anesthetic and his eyes just completely glazed over and his stomach like wasn't moving. And I was like, okay, that was enough for me. It like freaked me out a little bit. And so we left and I really wanted to get it over with. Like, I kept wishing Theo would just like take his own last breath so I didn't have to be the one to make the decision, because it's so sad. It's so sad and it's really hard.
It's a hard choice to make.
Yeah, but I know I made the right decision. Like, I keep saying that because I know I did.
Yeah.
And I just kept thinking, like, I've just been, like, when we got home, there was, like, already, like, bagels, flowers, food, like, everything. And I know that there are people who, like, you know, put their dogs down and their dogs are their whole life and they don't have other people around them. And so I'm just trying to, like, really focus on how lucky we are to have given him, like, the best care I could have given. Like, I literally spent every dollar I had to keep him comfortable. Like, the fact that I was able to do that, I'm so lucky. The fact that I have people in my life who care about me, who cared about Theo, people who met him, people who didn't meet him, like, literally, like, reading the comments on my Instagram, like, made me cry. But it's just like,
thousands.
Who
of
can
people,
say that?
He touched thousands of people.
And not everyone can say that. So I'm really just trying to focus on how really lucky I am. And just like, not focus on like the last couple of months, but really focus on like Theo's whole life. Like, I think people are like, why are you guys so obsessed with Cavaliers? And we had one growing up. And when our parents got divorced, we like lost the dog in the divorce, and then our dad passed away. And so like, we really never got closure with the childhood dog that we loved so much. And years later, whenever I would see like a Cavalier on the street, it would just like, it means so much to me. And it was like so much nostalgia and like our childhood. And I remember when I was getting married, I like realized that I have free will and I'm like an adult and I can do stuff. So I got a Cavalier and it was like this thing I always wanted my whole life. And that was Theo. And I did it. And like, it made me so happy and it made our whole family so happy. And we got Bruno and we got Magnolia. And like, he just started this whole love affair for our family. And he, like, I know he, like, he served his purpose. And I wish I got more time. And I do feel really robbed to have only gotten 6 years. It's so unfair. And I'm really trying not to like enter that stage of grief where I'm just
angry because, like, it's so unfair. But it's okay. I want to get another dog. My house feels sad. When we got home, we just, like, immediately got rid of everything because, like, Theo was, I mean, he was always everywhere, but especially in, like, the recent weeks, he required so many more things, like meds and diapers, and I just threw it all out because if I had to see it, I know it would, like, really trigger me. So I'm okay. Like, I am okay.
You do seem measured, like, and
I'm sad. I'm sad.
Not a basket case, even though you have every right to be.
When I'm distracted, like, I really can't be on my phone because people are being so nice, but, like, it's really, like, it's making me really
upset. I'm sure it's a lot. Even I'm getting so many messages.
Yeah.
I'm just an empty.
So, like, I'm okay. I really am. Like, as long as I'm distracted, like, I'm fine.
Well, that's what the toast does, distracts. Yeah. But I do also feel like we have to honor our boy. He's the third co-host. Everyone says, who would be the co-host if one of you dropped out? Like, it would have been Theo.
No.
He came to work every day. He showed up to work every day with a smile on his face.
Yeah. No, we built this brand, like, off of Theo's back.
Theo was there for you in the cancellation.
No, he really was, by the way. Like, when I think about how many things I've been through, like, with Theo, he was so receptive to, like, my emotions. Like, he always knew when to behave. And, like, he was really, I remember him being, like, so emotionally supportive for me when I got canceled. Like, Theo's been with me through so much, through highs and lows. And you know what? When he went out on a high and...
He went out on a high.
I do need him. But, like, I don't need him right now, you know?
He got you to a great place.
Yeah, where, like, I'm really happy. I was, like, in the tub yesterday. I can't get, like, the tub is really depressing for me, but, like, I was really smelly, like, covered in poop. And I got out, and I was just, like, looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm, like, so mad at myself. Because I finally feel like I'm at, like, a really good, like, physically healthy place where I can do more with Theo. Like, Ben was always the one, like, doing the physical stuff. Like, I was the Ben mom, and Ben was the walk mom.
The park dad. Mom.
And I, like, feel so guilty that, like, I finally got to a place where, like, I can do more things with him, and, like, now I can't even do them.
Well, on the other side of it, he also is a lap dog, and
yeah.
most parts of him just wanted to lay in bed
and with I
his
can
mama
do that.
All day, and his mama provided.
And the that's comfiest
what he did. Bed, the best television.
Yeah.
The best scratchies.
I'm okay. I just honestly, like, I can't listen to music. I find it so triggering.
I understand that.
Like, Love You Anyway by Luke Combs. Like, seriously. Give me a bridge.
You have to boycott the whole album.
Yeah. Because you know what? This one's for do.
He's so part of the lore. Every part of how I speak is decoded.
I know. I do think the timing is, like, good. I need a few days. So, like, it being the weekend is really helpful. But then also, like, our end of year break coming up, like, I need some time. And I'm excited we're all going away together and that I can, like, be with other people. And then I will get another dog, like, for real.
I'm excited.
Me too.
We'll look to the future. That's what you would want for you.
I know. So I'm okay. I really am. Because it's not so fresh in the sense I don't feel like day one. It feels like day 14.
Yeah. And
because it is.
Right. As it is, you had, like, time to come around to the idea as much as you could and prepare yourself as much as you could.
Yeah.
But still, it's, I don't know, yesterday was, like, so different. It felt so different. Like, when you said that you were really thinking, like, it really hadn't hit me. I've just been in denial.
Me too.
You know what? I was actually getting a manicure. I got a turdy cure. I got the Turdy special. You know what song was playing when it was his time in the salon?
Mm-hmm.
When You Believe, Pentatonix version.
Oh my God, chills. Because you know what song was playing at the vet? They were like, you can take as much time as you need and just let us know when you're ready. And so when we were taking that time, it was so depressing. Stay With Me by Sam Smith and, like, oh, won't you?
Oh.
Yeah. It was.
They should curate the playlist a little better, just saying.
I was like, you're kidding me.
They need Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
They need Christmas tunes. Christmas tunes. I cracked out the Christmas playlist last night.
Yeah. So music is, like, a very sensitive point for me. I will not be listening. Even though I think I'm going to go to a concert tonight. I just, like, whenever I'm doing stuff, I am okay.
What concert?
It's Jingle Ball. So it's, like, a medley of concerts.
Oh.
And Olivia Rodrigo's playing and Ben wants to go. And I think I should.
Olivia Rodrigo's playing and Ben wants to go. Classic.
So, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, no, I
want to. Just the two of you?
No, I'm going to go with a couple people. Snitch, the Taylors.
You know who goes to Jingle Ball every year?
Dana?
Dana.
Does she?
She loves Jingle Ball.
Oh my God. I'm going to text her. Jingle Ball is so middle school coded. Like,
Dana is middle school. Dana,
I'll text
is
her.
Stuck in a time warp where she's a middle schooler.
That's
going
so
through life as a 31-year-old woman.
No, that's so true. I literally knew what you were going to say. Like, that's so funny.
She doesn't miss a year of Jingle Ball. She doesn't make a big thing of it. I wouldn't be surprised if she goes by herself sometimes.
Well, you know what? I'm glad I'm going then. So she has someone to go with.
She would love an invite.
Okay, I'll text her. That's so funny.
Okay, so you're just like teeny bopping your way through life tonight.
Yeah, I just want to be distracted. And that's what I will be doing.
That's what we will be doing today.
How
on
are
the toast.
You doing? I know Do meant a lot to you.
Do meant so much to me. But I don't want to make it about me.
No, you can. It's okay. Like, it makes me feel good that, like, so many people, like, loved this thing that I brought to them, you know?
It's just, there was a time when he was my first and only nibbling.
I know.
And he taught me how to be an auntie. And I remember when Kayla was being born and Theo was the only other nibbling. And I was like, I don't know how I could love a baby more than I love Theo.
I know.
But he expanded my heart.
I know.
And showed me how to be an auntie and made me a proud auntie.
Yeah.
And really, like, I mean, you didn't become an auntie until Kayla, but it's been such a blessing. And when he used to stay by me and I used to wash his paws after every single walk because I was a nutcase. And that one time I gave him a whole bath so he could sleep in bed with me and watch Yellowstone. And then you came and picked him up.
Yeah.
When I wanted him to stay.
I remember.
And we just, so many good times, such a sweet soul. It's so crazy. Like the last time him and Brood were together, if you had told me
I know.
This is the last time they would be, that would have been like in right before I came back to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, what?
I know. It's the craziest thing.
It's the craziest thing. And I have my Do pillow that I'm looking at. I'm not getting rid of it.
The Brood pillow is like actually really triggering me. I need to burn it.
To like keep Brood off of FaceTime.
Yeah.
Like, Bruno, go in the corner.
Bro, not now.
Bruno, go hide from Auntie. It's not your time. But no, Bruno's grieving.
I know. And also it's like all the kids love Theo.
I know.
Michaela loves Theo. Harry loves Fa. Like, do we tell them? No.
Harry, I think he's young enough that he won't realize. Let's see what happens next time we're at your apartment. Like if he's asking. But right now he doesn't like ask for Fa, so he might forget. I wouldn't tell him anything.
No.
I'd just be like, who, what, where, what's when, that? Why?
Gaslight the shit out of him.
And then you'll have a new dog and be like, it's Fa.
Fa, yeah.
And since it's a nickname, it's fine.
Yeah. I really want to get on getting another dog. Like, my house feels meaningless. Empty.
Quiet.
I got rid of everything except the crate. I do think I'm going to get another dog, so.
You should.
Yeah.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Boy mama?
Yeah.
Great. Well, we will never stop talking about Do. We couldn't if we tried. Here, the Fast Five stories that you do, Dadu need to, like, everything is coded.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to, like, talking about anything else.
Okay. I'm on it.
Because we didn't do a show yesterday, which I apologize for, we hopefully have lots of good stories worth discussing.
I thought, like, double the stories, double the fun. Yeah. No. Still pretty much crap, but it will be a great show. That's what Do would want, not to keep bringing him up, because we are going to distract.
Yeah.
But it's also Hanukkah.
It is. Last night was the first night of Hanukkah, which also felt
meaningful.
Meaningful in some
way. As Theo was a light.
Yeah, definitely.
And he shined bright. So I thought that was meaningful too. There's no coincidences.
No, there's not.
So happy Hanukkah to everyone who celebrates. I hope that you had a great first night getting good gifts, giving good gifts. Happy Hanukkah to you, Turdy.
Thank you. Happy Hanukkah to you as well.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach. Nisgadol Hayasham.
Publicize the nace, everyone.
But now that I live in an apartment that's not a bunker, I can publicize the nace.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Okay, so without further ado.
Oh, I just wanted to say one more thing.
Of course.
There were, like, so many people I wanted to tell you know, that Theo was no longer with us. Because Theo kind of had like a big social circle.
He did.
And so many, just like one thing in particular, like really broke me. I sent it to you guys. You know, Theo's dog walking career was such an integral part of his day, and he loved it so much, and he loved Jonathan, who was the actual walker, along with the crew, Butter, Mystery, Olives. So I'd been keeping him updated because Theo obviously wasn't going on the walks recently, and I texted him yesterday just letting him know, like, Theo's no longer with us, and he was really upset. And he said it was his pleasure to be... Let me just read it because I don't want to butcher it. It was so sweet. Heartbreaking news. It was my pleasure to be his friend and walker. And that really made me upset because Theo loved him so much. Those were definitely the highlights of his day.
Totally. I hope Butters is okay.
I don't. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm just like jealous. Like when I see, like, I'm in my bitter, resentful stage.
Okay. That means you're traveling through the grief.
No, and like whenever I see someone's dog on the street, I just want to go up to the owner and shake them. Like, don't take his health for granted.
Well, you'll be glad to know as we speak, Bruno is at the vet.
Oh, good, 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 good. Because I also, there were so many people who were so helpful, and like I will thank all of them properly. But one of them was Theo's vet his whole life, Dr. Lisa, who has just been like, of course, checking in, but then also helping us find different specialists and whatever. And she's going to text you about what sort of screenings, because hopefully this isn't genetic. But if it is, you know, they're all from the same breeder and it might be an issue down the line. So different cancer screen. No, you're not screwed because you have the one thing I didn't have, which was like knowledge and preparation.
Yeah.
And she's going to text you about different things that you and Margo should be doing and screening for. There's a lot of really good like cancer screenings for dogs.
OK, well, he's there as we speak.
Good, good. Take your dogs to the vets.
Yeah.
And the one thing I've learned that I would like to pass on, and this is what I was saying to Ben, this whole thing started because Theo like wasn't jumping up and it appeared like he had some leg pain. And to me, I was just like, that's so, okay, like what's worst case scenario? His leg is broken. Okay, we'll put him in a cast. Like I thought it was so
innocuous.
I didn't know that like a limp is really the first sign of something bad. Like it's more often than not a tumor or a mass or an obstruction of some sort. Like I didn't know that. I thought it was like, oh, his toe is broken.
He's being
like,
lazy.
Yes. Like I really didn't know that it was like an initial sign of something bad. So don't be cavalier, for lack of a better word, about it.
Thank you. I think a lot of people are like, Dew's memory, he's an educator as well.
Mm-hmm. Because he was a doctor. Don't forget.
He was a doctor and he's a public figure and he's leaving behind lessons for everyone else.
Yeah.
Dr. Theodore Ficheman.
Rip.
Rip Theo.
Rip. I can't believe I'd be saying that about Theo, but
no, I said to you yesterday, like, not to you, but like when his time came, like, rest in peace, my sweet angel. And like, I meant every word of
Rip. Of the acronym.
I meant every, but the thing is, I didn't say Rip.
No, because you have respect for the dead.
Right. Like, rest in peace. It's a lovely saying to say. That's all you could wish for anyone, to rest in peace.
Yeah.
Why you gotta say Rip?
Why you gotta be so Rip? Oh, do we have a story about Rip today?
We actually don't, but that would have been a yesterday story, and I'm gonna put it in because...
Yeah, there's like some drama with Rip from Yellowstone and the creator of Yellowstone. Yellowstone is just falling apart at the seams.
No, the wheels are coming off of Yellowstone, and I'm adding that because I had one story I didn't particularly care about, so... That's
great.
Perfect.
So while you do that, why don't I do my thing?
Without further ado, about we will remain do strong forever. Don't get it twisted. Here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
The Fast Five stories that you need to know are brought to you by Drizzly. Drizzly is here to help you find the right drink for the moment, though through its unmatched selection and helpful recommendations. So whether it's your go-to favorite or something new, Drizzly's here to help. From holiday cocktail staples to new seasonal flavors, find all your holiday drinks on Drizzly, the go-to app to get drinks delivered, especially during the holidays. They offer one of the widest selections of beer, wine, and spirits available, and in some states, Spritz Society. You can shop their curated gift guides, get recommendations from experts, and discover drinks for all your holiday festivities delivered right to your door with Drizzly. You can compare prices on drinks from local stores to save time and money while shopping. Drizzly's so easy. Like, whether you're having people over and you forgot to get stuff, or you told your husband to get it and he did not get it, Drizzly. Oh, are you going somewhere and you forgot to bring a gift and you don't want to show up looking like a slob? You can have Drizzly deliver it to your door or directly to the door of the person whom you're going to see. Just making you look like a nice lady this holiday season, even if you're not. So download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. It's the go-to app for alcohol delivery. You must be over 21. It's not available in all locations. Drizzly is just saving you time, money, energy, and like shame this holiday season. Because what's more embarrassing than being invited to a holiday party and forgetting to bring something? Not with Drizzly. Just have the app downloaded on your phone and you will always be a nice gal and a good guest who gets invited back. Yeah, Drizzly's ensuring you're getting invited back next year. So shop all your favorite drinks on Drizzly this holiday season. Today's episode is also brought to you by State Farm. The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. The plan is all about being personal to you and your needs, and that means you're going to get the coverage you want, a policy that helps cover what's important to you, and an affordable price just for you. Because after all, life is just better when you can personalize your experiences. So think about it like this. From your go-to coffee order to your favorite pair of sweatpants, we know you love to personalize your entire day just like we do. I mean, everything is so personal, and that's kind of one of the core tenets here at The Toast. Comedy is personal. Food is personal. Breakfast tacos are personal, whether you like them enormous like Jackie or teeny tiny like me. Clearly, personalization just makes everything that much better. State Farm believes insurance should work the same way. Your plan, your coverage, and your selections can all be personalized to you. I mean, take example of Jackie and I. We are so similar. We finish each other's sandwiches. Yet our insurance needs couldn't be more different.
We finish each other's breakfast tacos.
We do. Jackie, you know, has dependents. Jackie is a homeowner. Jackie lives in a different state. There are different needs, you know? For me, I don't have a lot of needs, especially now that I lost my one dependent.
But you still have your car.
I do still have my car. That brings me great solace during times like this.
That's what I'm here for.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, and eligibility may vary. Jax, you want to sing us out?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Wow, you're really not feeling like, oh, were you about to sing?
I was going to say, like a good neighbor, turdy is there.
That's true, too.
Today's episode is...
Or, like a good turdy, State Farm is there.
That's better. Today's episode is also brought to you by Quince. We loved gift giving, but it can really add up. And that's why this holiday season, we are shopping at Quince, our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices for everyone on our list, including me. I have to say, Quince is probably the sponsor we get the most questions about, being like, what was that company again? Quince. Yeah, my gorgeous cashmere sweater that I've now had for 2 years and looks brand new. Quince. My stunning slacks that make me look like a real businesswoman. Quince. They offer a range of high quality items with prices within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from just $50 to washable silk tops and dresses, cotton sweaters, and comfy pants. The best part is that Quince items are all priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So that's why we're giving the gift of Quince's buttery soft cashmere to our nearest and dearest friends this year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince can cut out the cost of the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. So you're getting that high quality, that good luxury, but you're paying a normal price. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love that. I have so many items from Quince that I love that are a staple in my wardrobe. I really love their cashmere sweaters. They're really stylish. They're really well made. And I also love these like black slacks that I got that are really just like timeless pants that everyone needs. So get affordable luxury for everyone on your list with Quince. Go to quince.com/toast for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/toast to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/toast.
Thank you, La.
You're welcome.
Our first story, Selena Gomez has a new man's.
And she's making it everyone's problem.
So she appears to confirm that she's dating Benny Blanco. She said, he is my absolute everything, amongst other things. So a Selena fan account posted a photo of Selena and Benny Blanco, who is a music producer. And she said, he is my absolute everything in my heart. And then she started replying to some fans who I guess were...
Right. Like, the news here for me is not that Selena has a new man. Good for her. Who cares? The behavior in which she behaved last night on social media was so deeply unhinged and unwell. And then she, of course, after, like, you know, setting the whole thing, comment she section ablaze...
She's taking a break.
Then she said, I'm getting off Instagram till my next project. And then, what, 25 minutes later, she's resharing, like, Wizards of Waverly Place stuff on her stories and wishing Ashley Benson a mazel tov on her baby. Like, I don't know what's going on, but somebody has to take her phone away.
Yeah. So she said he's absolutely everything in my heart. Also, the idea that like she's commenting on Selena fan accounts and with like breaking news.
No, this just isn't the behavior of the world's biggest pop star, billionaire queen. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Then she started replying to people saying, I don't know what their comments were, but this
at their comments, people were like people are not happy that she's dating him. He had been quoted like 6 years ago because he produced the song Lonely with Justin Bieber. He had like said something in an interview while promoting the song that like, you know, she was a cookie cutter pop queen who just makes makeup or something. Like he has been, you know, shady in the past.
Okay, so this is, she said to one fan, then why has he been the best thing that's ever happened to me? The end. And then to another fan, yeah, and he's still better than anyone I've ever been with. Facts. And then to another fan, I don't understand. If you actually care about me, this is my happiest. If you don't, feel free to say whatever you want. But I will never allow your words to guide my life. Ever. I'm done. If you can't accept me at my happiest, then don't be in my life at all.
So I feel like this is really like emblematic of fan culture and how you should always be grateful for your fans or and you know, be thanking them and whatever. But when you like start to get in the weeds and like becoming so accessible, I don't know. I think this is dangerous.
But it doesn't sound like she's talking to like fans.
I don't know. People who are commenting on like Selena fan pages, those are Selena fans.
I don't know. I think they've just like gotten sucked in to
this, like stan,
this Jelena stan culture. They don't even know where they what they believe anymore. And yeah, if they are Jelena stans, not Selena stands, then Selena being with someone else goes against their Jelena core tenants.
It goes against their constitution.
Right. It's just like how they treat Justin when he's with Haley is how they treat, right, Selena when she has a new man. It's actually really toxic. She can't move on. The Jelena stands won't let her move on either.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just like this vicious cycle of Selena Gomez. Like, remember when she made like the war in Gaza about her? Like, she really has very bad social media practices. And I think she's one of these people who clearly runs her own social media and probably shouldn't.
No, but she's one of these people who actually doesn't run her own social media, I feel. But you can tell when she got her phone back.
Oh, that's actually fair.
The things that's posted on her grid are like pretty curated and, you know, not too much detail, mm-hmm, just a little
personal
drop. But she's also like the most followed woman on Instagram, so she's got to give the people something.
Yeah.
And then every few weeks she like steals her phone.
Yeah,
and
you can
tell Selena's back.
Yeah, yeah. What a weird series of events, a series of unfortunate events. The comments are just beyond strange, and it's just not how someone as famous as Selena Gomez should be acting publicly.
Agreed. Let's talk about the coupling.
Yeah, like whatever.
Do you think, like, he could be the one?
No. Like, I don't know. I don't find Selena's dating life. Like, I do find Selena's dating life very interesting, and I just think this is, like, a fling. And maybe we wouldn't even be talking about it if it weren't for these insane comments.
Even though she's the happiest she's ever been, he's better than anyone she's ever been with, facts.
Well, every time you're with someone new, you should feel that way.
Right. Otherwise, like, go back to the other person that made you happier.
Right. Otherwise, it's like it's not worth pursuing.
Yeah. True. Facts.
No, I don't think that. Hopefully they make some music together because he's, you know, obviously one of the greatest producers of our time.
Is he?
Yeah. He's like, he's done everything.
Yeah. His name is so familiar. I actually thought he was an artist himself.
Like, he might be.
Like a singer. Let's see if he has Spotify.
I don't think that he is. He's on every popular song of the last 20 years.
That's great.
Like, he's major.
Yeah, he is major. No, like, everything is, like, with... Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's always collabing. He doesn't
He was a main character on that show, Dave.
Because he looks like him?
No, he played himself.
But Dave is...
What's that? Little Dickie.
He looks like him.
But they both just have curly hair, and I believe they're both Jewish.
So he wasn't a stunt double?
No. He's 4 feet tall.
Okay. Well, congrats to the happy couple. Stay off Instagram.
Period.
Period.
Are you ready
for our next? No cap. No, no, sorry. That wasn't how you use cap. Sorry.
No, no cap is. No, that was right.
Stay off Instagram, no cap.
Stay off Instagram, bet.
the way that I feel about using cap is like not the right way. Cause I would want to say stay off Instagram cap, like period.
No, I know. Put a lid on it. No.
For sure.
But I kind of like that.
I just want to say like everybody's making up arbitrary definitions to these words. Like they're not really rooted, not like coming from Latin. So why can't I make my own shit up too?
Fine. Cap.
Stay off Instagram. Cap.
Well, why are you putting like a question mark at the end of it?
I undermined myself.
You mean when you say cap, like put a lid on it, like done, period.
Yes, thank you.
I kind of like that definition.
Like a physical cap. We're going to put a cap on that.
We're done.
Twist it, put it away.
Throw it up, give birth to it, put it in a blender.
And then put a cap on that and put it away.
And we're done.
Cap.
Period.
Our next story is a little more romantic news.
Okay.
Kevin Costner and Jewel have sparked dating rumors with cozy pics after his divorce.
And Luann de Lesseps is crying tears of sadness.
I was going to say something rude, but I'm not going to.
Say it.
No, it's mean. Okay. And it's not what you would think.
Okay, but I just want to say it should have been Luann.
But I feel like it still could be Luann.
Yeah, Luann and Jewel are not that different.
No, and they're also singers. Like, I wouldn't want to be the woman right after the long-term marriage divorce. Like,
so true.
Luann's waiting in the wings.
Yeah, no, this one's clearly a rebound, and Luann is OTP. Okay. Luann is the final destination.
Agreed. Also, like, her response when someone asked, like, who would you want to date, and she said Kevin Costner, like, I feel like he's not what people typically say. You know, everyone's like Brad Pitt, George Clooney, but like, he's up, he's just as great as those guys.
No, and the fact that, I know we're joking, but he's and like might be dating Jewel is so age appropriate. And he could have and he might have done like an 18-year-old, like disgusting like everyone else in Hollywood. But he's really, I know we talk shit because he's like ruining Yellowstone. And I think he's probably one of the meanest people on the planet. Like if really? I had to guess. Yes. He's a family man. He's respectable, you know, dating someone of a certain age. And the bar is so low for men in Hollywood that I have respect for this.
So Kevin Costner sparked romance rumors with Jewel when TMZ obtained photos of her speaking into a microphone as Kevin wrapped his arms around her waist. The duo were in the British Virgin Islands for a week last month as part of a tennis fundraiser for Jewel's Inspiring Children Foundation. There was definitely something going on, a source told the outlet. They were flirty, and when they were together, it was like they both just lit up.
Okay, I want to see something crazy controversial. Like, in my mind, Jewel and Sheryl Crow are the same person.
Okay, for me, it's Jewel, Sheryl Crow, like Leanne Rimes, Leanne Womack.
Okay, no. So for me, Leanne Rimes is in her own category because of Brandy Glanville.
Right, that's the only reason why she like breaks through.
And Leanne Womack, like I don't even know what she looks like physically. I just know she sings that song from Love is Blind. So like I really like Jewel and Sheryl Crow, these like 90s guitar blonde gals, like they're just the same to me.
I know, but Sheryl Crow like is a little more distinct to me because
she's more country.
No, she just has like more pervasive hits.
Yeah, I agree. What does Jewel sing?
Really good songs. Let me find them. Hold on.
Like I don't know Jewel.
And you know, we should look at related artists because like those are also the people.
Yeah, that I lump in the same group. And I'm sure for some, like Jewel stans, this is absolute blasphemy. And like, I respect that. It's just my experience. That's my opinion.
Okay. Like none of her top five songs are resonating.
Okay. But I do think she was also a little bit like at her peak before our time.
Agreed. But like we know Sheryl Crow songs.
What's like Sheryl's Crow? I'm gonna soak up the sun. And also, what's that one with Kid Rock? That's like, oh, it's like
photograph.
A classic
photograph
karaoke song. Sing it.
Look at this photograph.
Jackie, are you kidding me?
No, that's Nickelback.
Are you okay?
No. Oh, all I wanna do is have some fun.
Yeah. But no, what's the one with...
If it makes you happy.
But that's still not the one. What's the classic karaoke song with Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow?
I don't know. But then the other Sheryl Crow song is one about God.
Sing it.
Picture.
I put your picture away.
I just want to say, me saying photograph When it's actually picture.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not losing my mind.
No, you're not. And honestly, I think we need to start putting more respect on Sheryl Crow's name. I never think about her as like a musical influence of mine, but I think she might be.
Okay, and I have another crazy thing to say about Sheryl Crow. What's the song about God? Like how God is like on the subway?
No, if God, something about the bus. It's like a classic song.
God's on the bus.
Yeah, wait. No, wait. Hold on. Don't tell me. If God were a...
I'm trying to find it. Sheryl Crow God song.
No, no. Like if God were a man.
Yeah. No. And if God were like on the subway with me.
No, on the bus. If God were on the bus. It's like a classic, I feel like, song, like a hymn almost that she recorded.
Hold on. This is infuriating.
Yeah, wait, hold on. I'm going to find it.
Sheryl Crow, All the Hits. The first cut is the deepest.
Sheryl Crow, God Bus Song.
Claudia, I already searched that.
You did?
Yeah.
Letter? No, what's this? What if God was one of us? Just a stranger like one on of a bus.
Wow. Why was that so hard to find?
Okay, but also I don't know if Sheryl did that song because I looked it up and it's a woman named Joan Osborne.
But why do we both think it's Sheryl Crow?
Did Sheryl Crow sing the song What If God Was One of Us? One of Us is a song written by Eric Brazilian, performed by Joan Osborne, not Sheryl Crow. Alanis Morissette has also been incorrectly been rumored to be the singer of this song, but she never recorded it. Joan Osborne did.
You know who Sheryl Crow also is gives the similar same vibe to, but you have to just zoom out of the situation?
Who?
Like, think of if an alien came down to Earth and these two women were standing next to each other, like they would think they were twins.
Who?
Sheryl Crow and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, physically, yeah, but not career-wise.
No, not career-wise. But, no. Like, you know, if SJP was having a bad day, like, Sheryl Crow could play Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So what was the story? Oh, so Jewel is dating, love. Hopefully he'll become so happy with her, he'll want to get back to fucking work.
Yeah, well, if he goes back to work, it might be a toxic work environment because
it's
our
gonna
next
be hostile.
Story.
It's going to be hostile.
Is that Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan has sued Cole Hauser's coffee company. A legal battle is brewing between the creator of Yellowstone and one of its stars. So Taylor Sheridan is the showrunner. Cole Hauser is Rip. And Taylor Sheridan's Bosque Ranch filed a lawsuit against Rip's coffee company, Free Reign, in the Northern District of Texas on November 21st. In the court filing obtained by People, it accuses Free Reign of trademark infringement, unfair competition, and false advertising, noting that both companies use branding marks with two overlapping letters. Letters. The lawsuit alleges neither Hauser nor the defendants asked or received permission or authorization of Sheridan or Bosque Ranch to use a mark confusingly similar to the BR brand for virtually identical goods. People reached out to Free Reign for comment Wednesday but did not receive an immediate response.
So Taylor Sheridan's company is also coffee?
I guess so. It's called Bosque Ranch Craft Coffee.
I want to say, I will defend Rip till the day I rip. However, the logos are extremely similar.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I thought at first that the lawsuit was going to be like Cole Hauser is kind of marketing his character of Yellowstone, which was written by Taylor Sheridan. Mm. You know, like...
That would be a stretch.
This is weird. And like, no, why
it's
coffee?
It's weird because I feel like it's very easy to make Taylor Sheridan the villain. But honestly, I kind of feel him in a legal sense. Like, I might do the same thing.
No, this is weird.
Like, the fact that he did a coffee when Taylor Sheridan has a coffee is a little, like, just unnecessary. But then the logos, like, really are similar.
Yeah.
And the branding vibes of both the companies are going to be similar. Like, Yellowstone
Ranchy,
Country, Wild
Ranchy.
West. So, same product, same branding. Honestly, it's good grounds for a legal fight. It is.
What about the show? Does anybody care about the show anymore?
No.
No, no, I'm sorry. The viewers care deeply. Does anybody working on the show
give a rip?
Want to give us a show?
No, and this is just another thing, like bringing us even further from a possible reunion and getting back to work.
But Rip should be in the next iteration of Yellowstone. I think it's called like 2024 or whatever.
With Matthew McConaughey, yeah. Allegedly. Yeah, and so any future work between Tyler... I always just want to call him Tyler. Taylor Sheridan And Rip seems now even less of a possibility, which is devastating.
So whose side are you on?
I'm always going to be on the side of Rip, but I'm not a judge. And if I was a judge, I think I'd side with Taylor.
Yeah.
And even if legally this has no merit, if I was Taylor Sheridan, like, I would be annoyed on a personal level at this guy who I made famous off of my vibe. And he then takes my vibe and creates the same product as me.
Yeah.
It's, you know what? Like, it's not cool.
Yeah. It's weird. That's why I feel like there's more to the story. Like,
from, like, maybe they wanted to start the coffee company together and then Taylor Sheridan kicked Rip out and was like, fuck you, I'm gonna do this myself.
And so then Cole, maybe he came up with the original logo and he was like, I'm gonna do mine.
It kind of reminds me of like Juliet and Kelsey from Siesta Key, both having a bikini line.
But they would have been stronger together, even though Juliet's bathing suit line is doing really well.
Yeah.
But yeah, better together.
Yeah. This is so bizarre.
So bizarre. I just feel like there's more to the story, even though legally it looks like Taylor has a slam dunk on his hands.
Yeah.
There's more to this story. People don't just like do stuff like this.
You're right. Like, I can't imagine Cole Hauser would go to all this trouble to create this brand. And it's like a legit brand. I keep getting emails like from press releases and wanting to send me gifting. It's like legit. I can't imagine he would go to all this trouble knowing it was like stolen, unless he had, you know, a good reason.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about the fact that I'm wearing, what do we call them? Big blue jeans?
What are big pants?
Yeah, like, what do we call it? Big baggy jeans? Big baggy pants? I finally found a pair of jeans that, like, I kind of like. These are from Madewell. But can we talk about something that nobody talks about with jeans? Like, the circulation to your vagina being cut off? Like, I'm in pain.
Yeah, I think maybe uncross.
Yeah, definitely uncross. But I'm like a lady. I sit like a lady. But between my underwear and this, like, tight crotch. And by the way, don't be like, get a bigger pair. No, they fit really well.
Yeah.
Don't come for me.
No, super cool jeans. Today, I'm dressed like Turdy.
Jackie's wearing my exact outfit. I told you. I've been telling everyone, stop sleeping on Loft.
I got,
and that's a set from Loft.
I got a bounty from Loft yesterday. I was wearing a super cute outfit before we decided not to do the show. And I was actually thinking about just wearing it today. But it's like, I wanted to save it for vacation. I feel like if I wear it again, like, I'm just ruining it. So
I think I found a solution to our problem of, like, getting clothes for our vacation and then wearing them, and for me, like, staining them before I even get a chance.
Or, like, washing them, shrinking them, you know.
Yeah, no, like, the set that you're wearing, I got, like, 2 weeks ago for our trip. I've worn it 5 times. Theo pooped on it. Like, it's literally useless to me now. So I've, every time I get something new that I ordered for our trip, I'm putting it in a different bedroom. No. Now it's all folded and it'll be really easy to pack.
That's a good idea, but it's like, but we also do a show every day where you, like, want to wear something new, cool, and fresh. So it's like, why am I saving this to go wear on a couch somewhere when I'm on camera?
No, it's so true.
It's just, okay,
maybe I'll take it out of the second bedroom.
Yeah, and then the set that I wore yesterday, I'm not going to wear it again before vacation. I'm glad I wore it yesterday, but now it's going straight to vacation.
Yeah.
So maybe like a wear once policy is a little treat.
Love that. Get it a little stretched out, you know? Yeah. So it fits nice.
See how it moves.
You ever get like a hair in your lipstick?
Of course. We are women, aren't we?
I'm just a girl.
We're real women.
Before we keep going, you mind if I say something?
Of course. I was hoping that you would.
Today's episode is brought to you by L'Oreal, the new L'Oreal Paris Bright Reveal Dark Spot Serum and Broad Spectrum SPF 50 Daily Lotion. You got dark spots? No, you don't. Game over. So dark spots are just a part of life, and I'm realizing that as I get older, we need to be protecting our skin with SPF every day under our makeup. And on the, you know, off chance you get a dark spot, know how to treat them thanks to L'Oreal. So L'Oreal Paris's Bright Reveal Dark Spot Serum will visibly fade all types of dark spots up to 40%. So after 12 weeks, they can show 40% less visibility on post-acne marks, 43% less visibility on dark spots, and 49% more even tone. In 1 week, it can start fading even the most stubborn dark spots. And after 2 weeks, your skin will look clearer, your skin texture will look refined and smooth. It's made for all skin tones, it's suitable for sensitive skin, and its formula is validated by dermatologists. So that's the Bright Spot, Dark Spot Bright Reveal Serum. But then you also need a preventative measure, an SPF to wear under your makeup. Enter the Bright Reveal SPF 50 Daily UV Lotion. So you put this on under your skin, wearing SPF with makeup, I understand, like, is difficult because a lot of them have bad texture. They make your makeup look weird. They leave a white cast. Not the L'Oreal one. It's lightweight and non-greasy. It has an invisible texture, and it will blend seamlessly with all of your all different skin tones. Plus, it primes well with makeup. So discover the new Bright Reveal Dark Spots Duo. Visit Target online and in-store to buy yours today. Today's episode is also brought to you by Skylight Frame. Looking for a meaningful gift this holiday season that your loved ones will actually use and enjoy? Enter the Skylight Frame. Say goodbye to boring gifts and hello to the Skylight Frame, which is perfect for even the most hard to gift person. So Skylight Frame is a digital photo frame. It is the cutest, most perfect holiday gift for a partner, a spouse, a grandparent. What I love about it is that even though it's technically technology, it's really easy to set up and you can do all the work remotely by like sending photos. So getting it for a parent or a grandparent, it's so sentimental, but it also doesn't require a lot of setup that it's really perfect for someone, even if they're not like technologically advanced like I am, you know?
Even if they're not the IT department of their toast.
It's a touchscreen photo frame that you can send photos to straight from your phone and they'll appear in seconds. You can even preload it before the box is open. So again, for a grandparent, making it really easy. It's a perfect gift for everyone, new parents, a spouse, a grandparent. You can effortlessly send photos to the frame. It's easy to use and the touchscreen makes it really easy to swipe through photos, tap to see new photos. It looks beautiful in your home. They have new color options that match any style of home. So it's black, white, silver, limited edition poppy, and gold. It's better than social media. It has totally thoughtful features like the free app to send and scroll through photos. You can display photos without Wi-Fi, and they have satisfaction guaranteed. They are confident that you'll love the Skylight. They offer 120-day free returns. Over a million happy customers, thousands of five-star reviews. Get yours. And as a special limited time offer for our listeners, get $15 off your first purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/toast. Get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/toast. That's skylightframe.com/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by ZBiotics, maker of the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. So ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic is your first drink of the night for a better tomorrow. Engineered by a team of PhD microbiologists, ZBiotics is a probiotic drink that breaks down the byproduct of alcohol, which is responsible for rough mornings after drinking. So this is a life changer. Buy it, okay? Have it in your house. You will thank me. Here's how it works. Have a ZBiotics. For best results, make sure to have the ZBiotics be your first drink of the night. Then drink responsibly, pace yourself, hydrate, get a good night's sleep. And then three, enjoy tomorrow. Wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the day. ZBiotics is just a fabulous product that actually works. I feel like this is one of the most toughest things to crack. ZBiotics works. It's so good. You just have stock in your home. It's a pre-alcohol probiotic. It is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. Just remember to drink ZBiotics before drinking alcohol. Drink responsibly and get a good night's sleep for your best tomorrow. So the first time I tried ZBiotics was before I went out to a dinner with the Taylors, you know. We all know how those end. As instructed, I drank a bottle of ZBiotics before any alcohol, and I really was amazed how the next day, like, I got up, I went to work, I felt okay. It really makes a difference. So go to ZBiotics.com/toast to get 15% off your first order when you use code TOAST at checkout. You can also sign up for ZBiotics subscription using our code so you can stay prepared no matter the time or occasion. It is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they will refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/toast. Use code TOAST at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring today's episode.
Thank you, La.
You're welcome, Pa.
Our next story, some fun news. Probably would have been a yesterday story. Robert Pattinson, Suki Waterhouse joined Taylor Swift in a first joint appearance since pregnancy news. So a lot going on here. Taylor went out with Robert and Suki. Suki and Robert went out together. Suki was bearing the bump. The three of them had a jolly good time.
And then there's the added element of, like, what about Taylor Lautner, you know? Do you think that Taylor Swift was Team Edward or Team Jacob in her heyday? I think now she's Team Jacob.
I think she was Team Edward because she's a romantic and...
Yeah. And he reads poetry and, like, that's so Taylor.
Yeah, no, she's Team Edward for sure.
I know I say this every time, but, like, I really am so happy for Suki Waterhouse and Robert Pattinson, despite my, like, insane jealousy. And honestly, like, if it couldn't be me, and it can't, like, I'm married and unavailable. So if it couldn't be me, like, I'm really glad it's her. I think they're a really good match. And they've started, they really look alike to me in my mind. They look like siblings, which I know is the makings of a good couple.
Yeah, no, I'm just looking at some, like, coupley pics of them. There aren't many, but when they are together, they're so cute. And I think they're going to last forever.
I hope they're going to last forever. They really are so cute. They don't give us a lot
since
publicly.
Since I said that, I need to take it back. Otherwise, because I'm wrong about everything. So I think it's not going to last.
They're doomed.
No. Claudia, they're not going to last. Don't worry.
Yeah. But I love them together. They really, publicly, like, they give us nothing. We have very few moments of them. I think, like, probably the biggest, most public display of, like, affection that we have for them is from the most recent Met Gala, where they looked so happy and they were so well-dressed. Like, I think these are two people who are just really in love.
I think so, too.
And I love that. I love love.
And so, and now they're hanging out with Taylor. Do you know that they're all friends?
Yes, they went to Eras Tour LA, and I was like, no way is Robert fucking Pattinson at the Eras Tour. The Eras Tour to me is just like the antithesis of everything Robert Pattinson like is, because he's so like artistic alternative, like mainstream sucks. But that's just the vibe that I get. I'm sure he loves Taylor's music, right. You know?
And also it's like he's in such mainstream things. Twilight, Batman.
It's true, actually.
You're kind of like putting him in this box, judging him.
Yeah. But maybe I really see him as Edward, because like Edward wouldn't like Taylor Swift. You know what I mean?
I feel like Edward would get down.
Oh, also, you know how our favorite statistic to share is like you had once read, they did like a roundup of all the richest fictional characters
from books. Yes.
In TV, movie, and books. And Carlyle was like number one. He's worth like $45 billion. Mm-hmm. I saw TikTok. They like redid it. And it's actually unfair because all of like the most rich fictional TV characters are mostly superheroes. Like if you take superheroes out, then it's still Carlyle.
Okay.
But superheroes and supervillains, there was someone who was worth like way more. There were two people worth way more than. But Bruce Wayne, who I think is Batman, yeah. Robert Pattinson, was on the list too. He's worth $9
billion. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's one of my.
But if you take superheroes out of it, which I don't know why you would, but if you did, Carlyle would be number one.
Carlyle.
Like growing up is realizing it's not Team Edward or Team Jacob. It's Team Carlyle.
It's Team Carlyle.
One, because he's so wealthy. Two, he had such a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah, and like he's not that old because he's...
Right. No, but he's still hot. And you know what? This is going to be a spoiler alert for the final Twilight movie. So if you haven't seen it, go away. They really knew what they were doing when they like fake killed him off. Like they knew where it would get the fans.
I remember where I was, who I was. Like I remember my stomach dropping.
I was literally in the East Village. I was an NYU student. Me and Kristen went. She had already seen it, I think. So she like watched me watch that. I was gutted.
No, like floored. And
they
I
knew what
the
they were doing
the
when they chose him.
Scene, I was just like, the battle's lost. Like we, yep. Spoiler alert, lost Carlyle. And then so for the way that it ended to be the way that it, like.
It was the perfect ending.
It was like, I needed that so much for it to be. Tabula rasa.
It was really the perfect way to end that whole franchise. Like they really left no stone unturned there. And they knew what they were doing when they chose Carlyle to be the one who fake died. And then they also knew what they were doing bringing him back.
Bringing him back. You mean like wiping, like the battle never happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
I hear music too.
Make me down, make me move.
Is that
like
coming
a
from
freak.
The street?
Mr. Sexo beat. That person's listening to music really loud. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Like, I could never listen to music that loud in my car because I'm like a person who like cares about other people.
No, and it's like,
you know?
I can't think when it's so loud.
Let alone drive and not
like,
kill people.
See or drive.
Yeah.
It needs to be at a even decibel. I've really been loving.
I was like, what the hell is
I've
that?
Been driving a lot, by the way. I feel like I haven't been telling everyone every time that I drive because it's just like so casual for me.
She's so regular.
I literally like drove into my golf cart yesterday. But there was no mark left on either. So it's like it didn't happen. But I was being extremely dumb.
Nuts.
No, not nuts. Because I'm not nuts at all. I'm not a nuts person.
Yeah, you're not.
Just dumb. Like, does it ever get easier?
It does.
I just have to keep making these dumb mistakes. But most people like make them at 16.
Yeah.
And I'm just, but also every time I do something really dumb, it's also kind of a relief. It's like, oh, okay, I have one dumb thing done. Like, I feel like I have to get the dumb things out of my system, you know?
Yeah.
And you never know what they're going to be.
You never know what they're going to be.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry. I really like wasn't listening.
No, I could tell. It's becoming anything you just said. It's kind of like happening more and more.
No, it's not. Excuse me. I've been dealing with a lot. I'm going to give
you
a
pass today. I'll bring it up with you on a different day.
Because I was thinking about Theo.
Were you?
Yeah.
You know, you could like say that any time now and I have to shut up. But
I was.
You want to share?
No.
I'll just keep my personal anecdotes to myself for a while.
No, don't. Because they're listening. I just want.
That's true. Let me know. When does it get easier? And how many dumb mistakes do I have to make before I can drive with a clear conscience?
It does get easier.
Our fifth and final story. Turdy's choice.
Oh my God. My breath just smelled like Theo. Because my breath like kind of smells bad. I'm like smelling in my nose.
Our fifth and final story was a turdy's choice. It's a turdy's choice. It's a turdy's choice.
Ba, 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 choice. Da, 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 cha, 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 cha.
At least we got you back to singing.
Yeah.
McDonald's is opening a new chain called Cosmic's. Here are the locations and menu. McDonald's said it's opening a new chain called Cosmic's that will focus on coffee and other drinks, a step that is viewed as a challenge to Starbucks and Dunkin' as the fast food giant seeks to boost afternoon sales. They opened its first Cosmic's location in Illinois on Thursday with plans to open additional restaurants in 2024. What's on Cosmic's menu? The chain will include new customizable drinks and McDonald's favorites like the Egg McMuffin, the CEO noted.
Let me say, I have a lot of thoughts on this and here's why I wanted to talk about it. I think this is brilliant. I actually really like the name and I like the branding. And people love Starbucks coffee and breakfast and they're always mad. It's literally in movies. Like, I didn't get here before 11. Oh, sorry. McDonald's. People love their coffees. They love their breakfast. And it's like limited. People get mad when they can't get it after a certain time. It's in the movie Big Daddy. Like it's a part of the culture.
Yeah.
So establishing a whole franchise to it when that is a proven success with like Starbucks and Dunkin' is brilliant. Also, we're at a really interesting inflection point with Starbucks. Because I don't know if you know this, but like Starbucks is being, I can never think of this word. Not protested.
Boycotted.
Boycotted. Thank you. Starbucks is being boycotted. And it's so funny because if you ask like a Jewish person, like what their thoughts politically on Starbucks are, like they love Starbucks, but Starbucks like a million years ago was like, we will never open franchises in Israel. And that's why the very popular chain Aroma exists because it started in Israel. It's their Starbucks version. Now it's all over the States. I've been to one in Canada. So like a pro-Israel person would be like, fuck Starbucks. But pro-Palestine people hate Starbucks because in the aftermath of October 7th, a bunch of employees, I think at like one location, like wrote a letter and put up flags or whatever. And Starbucks was like, this is actually really insensitive after thousands of Jews were just killed in Israel. Like, not now, please. It was like the Starbucks union or something.
Yeah, but it's like, so pro-Israel people were mad about the Starbucks union writing this disgraceful letter. So pro-Israel people are boycotting Starbucks because their employees harbor these views. And then the Starbucks corporate kind of like shut down the letter. So pro-Palestine people are mad at Starbucks for shutting down the letter. So like they've kind of have no, they can only have people.
No, so they have no fans.
Who don't care about the conflict.
Yeah, like I'm on TikTok and people are like showing their support for Palestine by drinking a Dunkin'. Like, so Starbucks is having like a really, they're getting it from all ends.
No, for sure. Zach used to like bring me an egg bite from Starbucks because he likes to go to Starbucks. And then that letter was circulated. I'm like, don't bring me Starbucks anymore. And
right. No, everyone has an issue. And then they with Starbucks.
They like, you know, they tried to distance themselves from the letter, but one, the damage was done. Two, those egg bites aren't filling. And three, I don't need the calories. So it was best for me.
So I think this Cosmic's launch is actually, people are literally looking for a new Starbucks. No,
but McDonald's is also being protested by Free Palestine.
Oh, you're right, because
Israeli McDonald's was giving free meals to Israelis and maybe IDF soldiers.
Right, in the wake of the war.
Because even in London, like some Free Palestine person was freeing Palestine by spray painting a bunch of rats and releasing them into McDonald's.
Into a McDonald's,
so
you're
right.
So
they're protesting McDonald's too.
Damn. Well, I do think this is a great idea. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. I think it's a great idea too, because I love food. I love beverages. I love food and beverages. I like McDonald's a lot. And I just want to give some suggestions for things that I would like to see at Cosmic's, if I may.
On the menu.
On the menu, because I'm not a sausage, egg, and cheese type of girly. But there are two. One, we need egg bites. Starbucks has them on lock. And McDonald's, I think you could do it better. I really do.
Okay.
Egg bites. Two, the thing from Dunkin' that I love, those egg and cheese wraps. Breakfast wraps. I need more breakfast options, low calorie, egg white, you know, egg white muffin, egg bites, egg white breakfast wraps, maybe a breakfast taco, breakfast burrito, little.
Love.
These are some things I could get behind. And of course, make the coffee tasty.
So can they release their menu. Can you share?
Oh, yes.
Also, can we talk about what's going on at Panera?
I don't know what's going on in Panera. Let's finish this thought first.
Okay.
The chain will include new customizable drinks, as we said. Also, make sure you get all sugar-free flavors. You know, sugar-free vanilla, sugar-free hazelnut. We could go hard with the sugar-free iced coffee.
Yeah, but is McDonald's trying to become like a diet-y place? McDonald's is not known for...
Sorry, I'm talking about my needs.
Yeah, no, I know.
But I also feel like dieting girlies, like they love a customizable sugar-free beverage.
They do.
So I'm just telling you about like this... sect, but there are other needs out there, but it seems like they also will have a churro frap, a s'mores cold brew.
A what cold brew?
S'mores. Is it sugar free?
Oh my God.
Who wants a s'mores cold brew, a 500 calorie drink to start the day? Not me.
A lot of people. A lot of people.
Not me.
Okay, a lot of people do.
They'll also sell non-coffee beverages, including a sour cherry energy burst. Yuck.
Oh, it kind of sounds like they're coming for Sonic, too.
They're coming for everyone. Even the name Cosmics is kind of Sonic-y.
It is.
It Blackberry is. Mint green tea. Yum. And a popping pear slush.
So it sounds like they're really coming for everyone.
Claudia, they will also offer sweet and savory treats. These will include a spicy queso sandwich. Yum.
A cheese sandwich?
A creamy avocado tomatillo sandwich.
Love.
Pretzel bites. And
oh my God, they're coming for Sonic.
Caramel fudge brownies. They are coming for all you bitches.
So funny because everybody was like, this is them coming for Starbucks, Starbucks, Starbucks. It sounds more like they're coming for Sonic.
They will also include customizations, including popping boba.
Wow.
Flavor syrups. Just make sure they're sugar free in there.
Oh, yeah.
And energy and vitamin C shots coming for Erewhon as well.
Wait. I think this is brilliant. I really do.
I think it's brilliant too. Please open one in New York or Florida. And Turdy and I will do a dedicated mukbang to Cosmics.
We will. We will.
Oh, they did say where they're opening next. Hold on. Let me just go back to that.
The branding was so retro. I loved like the way, the aesthetic, everything. It looked really great.
It opened to the public on Thursday, located off Weber Road in Bolingbrook, Illinois. And then they also have a Texas location as well. McDonald's plans to open about 10,000 new stores worldwide by 2027. Also, so these are different like locations, physical locations than McDonald's. It's not just like the Cosmics menu.
No. It's like a full different store.
That's clearly crazy, too. Because I feel like they could have just beefed up their breakfast at McDonald's.
Yeah. No, this is major.
It's major. We're getting like a major new fast food chain that has the resources to be everywhere all at once and not have to like build up regionally first.
Exactly. Now, Panera, I don't know if you saw, they released a new product. It's like a charged lemonade, like really caffeinated. Two people have died. Wow. And that's unacceptable.
How much caffeine?
Like a lot. Like I think it caused heart failure for some people.
I want to just know like what levels of caffeine. So Panera caffeine beverage. Damn, rip.
I know.
Panera caffeine lemonade cited another wrongful death lawsuit.
What? 390 milligrams of caffeine.
Whoa. Another Panera page listed it as 235 milligrams of caffeine. 74 grams of sugar.
Damn.
That's why I'm harping on the sugar-free, Turdy.
100%. It's a safety precaution.
Yeah. Who knew 235 milligrams of caffeine is fatal? It's like, it's a lot of caffeine to drink all at once, but to be fatal? There's more to the story.
Maybe there was pre-existing conditions.
There's more to the story. There always is,
Turdy. It's been a bad week for Panera. That's our show. I feel better.
I'm glad. What are you going to have for lunch on a brighter note?
I've made some plans. I don't want to go home. Like, home is really depressing. And I had literally canceled my entire week. So I have, like, no work to do. So I'm going to go out to lunch.
Where are you going
to
go? Well, I guess don't tell me because if you're there.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go shopping.
Okay.
And I'm just going to, like, you know, I'm going to spend my day.
You have a girly day.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get, like, a manicure or something. I'm just going to treat myself.
That's beautiful.
So thank you to everyone for listening. And thank you for just all the lovely messages. Knowing that Theo touched so many people. And he got to meet so many people. We brought him to Camp Toast. He was just always walking on the street. People would always send me pictures being like, I think I saw Theo and Butters. Like, he was really kind of like a New York socialite. I think a lot of people would see him that way. So I really appreciate the messages. I'm going to get to all of them. Like, I'm not in the mood to read them right now. It just makes me really sad. But thank you. And yeah, that's our show. Do ta do. More music.
What song is it now? Is it a message from Dale?
Hardy hop. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Toast the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as podcasts and where podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, June, Stitcher, Public Radio, Riot, Cast, Fox, all the places where we visit a podcast. My Toast the 5-star review about a beautiful setting and weekly downed. We are. Have an amazing day.
We'll see you next week.
Have a good weekend. We love you dearly.
Love you dearly. Bye.